Well, the Lansing City Pulse reports on its website that the City of Lansing Parks Board last night recommended Scott Park as the site for a proposed Board of Water and Light substation. We're talking about 5-some acres of land as you enter Rio Town. This is Malcolm X Drive in Washington. 5-3 vote last night. Burl Schwartz writes in the paper here, it's an advisory vote only. And what happens now is that advice will go to the city's planning commission, who will consider it before it makes a recommendation for the city council on this substation. Just as you enter Rio Town, Malcolm X Drive in Washington Street, there was public comment at the meeting last evening, mostly against the plan, according to the article. Now, the utility has agreed to move the Scott Center. This is the old home. It's called the Jennison House sometimes. It's agreed to move the house if the city finds a qualified buyer. And last night, the Board of Water and Light also announced that it would endow a fund to maintain the gardens for 40. There are gardens that are part of this location as well, the sunken gardens. It would endow a fund to maintain the gardens for $40,000 and put $20,000 every 3 years into public art at the site. And the utility has rejected a bunch of other locations for a variety of reasons here, according to the story. Earlier yesterday, it once again rejected building at the site of the Eckert Power Plant. And that's kind of at the core of this whole thing, because Eckert is going to be shut down. It burns coal. But they've rejected building at Eckert because it would add $13 million to the cost, presumably cost that would be passed on to Board of Water and Light customers, and it would slow down, according to the BWL, it would slow down the decommissioning of Eckert, which burns coal. So you got a kind of a classic situation here where we've got to restore capacity that is going away, power generating capacity that will be going away, that burns coal. And now citing this new substation in the optimal place, people on the other side say, you know, this is a historic home. It includes green space. The city needs green space. But by a 5-3 vote last night, the Parks Board said that it is the optimal location. Well, speaking of city business, a plan to create low-income housing in Old Town is hung up after the Lansing City Council recently refused to grant a tax break to the developer. Opponents say the $5.7 million proposal, which involves a so-called pilot, that's payments in lieu of taxes, would deprive the city of legitimate revenue. Now, supporters of the plan, which include Mayor Virge Bernero, 4 council members, and some neighborhood leaders and organizations, say the council's refusal to grant the tax break may violate the Federal Fair Housing Act by discriminating against minorities and poor people. They say they may file a complaint with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Yesterday, I spoke with Lansing City Council President Judy Brown Clark, who voted not to grant the pilot request. I asked her why.
Well, unfortunately, because we have a pending formal complaint against us with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, there is word that there's going to be a complaint. We're not really able to talk specifically about that. But what I can say is that our meeting of March 21st and March 27th, we go in great deliberations, and we're basically talking about pilot, which is payment in lieu of taxes, specifically looking at our inability to capture the taxes that would offset the project and allow us to provide public service and public safety and basically balance our budget for this new influx of a population that would not normally be there. Now that they're there, you know, we need to provide all the entitlements that the city provides.
But basically, you voted against the pilot, and the others did as well, because it just doesn't generate a fair amount of revenue for the city, correct?
Exactly right.
Now, 3 weeks ago or so, your city council colleague Jody Washington told me that Lansing has way more than our fair share of low-income housing already. Do you share that opinion?
Well, one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to do a study because we really don't know how much affordable housing we have, and we don't know logistically across the city. You know, what's the one thing that we want is we want to make sure that people have options to live anywhere they want to in the city, irrespective of their income. And so we've got some pockets where we have affordable housing, but what we don't know is, fair or not, because you have your low income, you should not be restricted to only live where you have these dense projects that have for low-income individuals.
But your opposition to the Old Town project is not because you don't think Lansing couldn't use more low-income housing. It's based on the revenue piece. Correct?
Absolutely.
Now, the mayor's comments to the media suggested that opponents like yourself felt that people who are struggling economically won't add anything to Old Town. Is that a part of your opposition?
And that's never, ever, ever been stated. And if you listen to our two, you know, committee, our special council meeting, which was on March 21st, and our city council meeting on March 28th, you will never hear anyone at that dais talk like that or have said anything that referenced anything like that. I would have stopped the conversation because it really isn't limiting. It's making sure it's comprehensive and it's aggregated across the entire city so that people have choices.
Judy Brown Clark is president of the Lansing City Council. We're talking about a disagreement on the council over the body's refusal to grant a tax break to a developer that wants to rehab a structure in Old Town into low-income housing. Now, this refusal to grant the pilot to Saburi Development led to threats of a federal complaint with HUD, as you alluded to earlier here, by the Greater Lansing Housing Authority. Have they followed through with that and filed that complaint? Do you know what the status of that is?
The last time we checked with HUD, which would have been today, is Wednesday. By end of day on Tuesday, I'm sorry, end of day on Monday, there had not been a complaint filed. We've asked HUD to let us know, and also Lansing State Journal has asked, you know, would you let us know when a formal complaint has been filed? So to date, there have not been. Can't say someone's not writing, you know, still forming that complaint, but it has not been filed. And I have no idea what possible basis you would have it on because nothing that is being alleged was discussed.
So what I'm hearing you say is an investigation by the feds you think would probably exonerate the council?
Absolutely. I have no question. I look forward to an investigation because I am proud of our deliberation. I'm proud of our conversation, and it will actually be baseless.
You said last week that the press conference with the mayor and others threatening this action with the feds was an attempt to distract attention from the city attorney severance issue. Why do you think that?
Just that, because if you're not talking about the issue with the city attorney, then you're talking about this. Well, there's no basis to this illegal discrimination against individuals, you know, low-income individual and people of color. So if we're focusing and defending ourselves on that, then that means we take our time and attention away from this lack of transparency, lack of communication, waiving Mr. Bonero waiving his attorney-client privilege so that we can see exactly what happened.
You've commented recently that the state attorney general ought to get involved and get to the bottom of why Janine McIntyre was paid $160,000 severance and why exactly she left. Have you or has anyone else contacted the AG's office about this?
What we're putting together is you have to kind of lay out the information, and so what we're doing is investigating now. It's like what information is needed and what form and what's the process.
Judy Brown Clark is president of the Lansing City Council. We've been talking about the disagreement on the council over its refusal to grant a tax break to a developer that wants to rehab a structure into low-income housing in Old Town. Judy Brown Clark, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
And coming up on Current State, we have another first-person story from our most recent storytelling event. It's Pop-Up Stories. The theme of the evening recently was Your Lucky Break. Lucky Break, and today's selection is from Jeffrey Ford of Lansing, who, or East Lansing, who showed the world he was something far greater than most people thought. That's coming up and more on Current State.